Hi, everyone. My name is Victor.
Hi, and I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Katya. And together, we are the Grin Marketing Team. Between the three of us, we have expertise across all of digital marketing, which includes, but isn't limited to, SEO, social media, influencer marketing, paid media, content, and email marketing, just to name a few areas. And with the digital landscape changing every day, our goal is always to stay on top of the trends. And we love talking marketing. Just ask us. We'll tell you.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to another installment of Hashtag Fact Check. Today, I wanted to discuss YouTube, Instagram, and all things video content. I think right now, we all know that video content has changed the way that influencer marketing works, just moving away from still images and going to all things kind of video, animated, moving, graphics, etc. So I wanted to delve into the world of YouTube. I'm a big fan of YouTube. I love YouTube. And so I wanted to really start the conversation by just asking the question, and this is just a general thought question. Do you guys find YouTube, especially when you're looking at it, do you see like effective marketing on YouTube? Do you think it's too in your face? Just a general thought.
I think like the commercials are probably the more in your face, kind of annoying. We live now in an age when you're watching something, when you're viewing something, and that's what I think that also YouTube has really turned into. It has turned into a viewing platform where I'm going to go to YouTube to be entertained. And I think that it's definitely evolved from like, you know, how-to videos and unboxing videos from influencer marketing to entertainment and what that looks like. So, I mean, like when it comes to the obvious advertisements, I think it's more obnoxious, but I also think that that lends to influencer marketing. Like it lends to an opportunity for someone to authentically create video content that's entertaining and informative. But, you know, I think it's harder to find the people that can really do that because I think there are more people than not that think that they're, you know, YouTube famous.
Oh, yeah. My son wants to be YouTube famous.
Yeah, I mean, all kids do nowadays, right? Because like it's the format that you use. We legitimately were watching YouTube last night, like on our big screen. And I was like, hey, I'm not going to watch YouTube. Like we can watch that on our phone. Let's watch something that should be on television. But like it's where we're moving to.
You know, it's funny that you say that as my son is literally watching YouTube right now as we speak on the big screen in the living room. I remember we had a conversation, I think it was with Matter Communications and Brandon, our CEO, where he talked about kind of this movement of where we're consuming our media and our entertainment. And so like, you know, most people don't even pay for cable anymore. They've got Hulu, they've got Netflix. They now have YouTube as a legitimate channel. And as you notice, like all the younger generations, and I say this from experience with my son, all he wants to do is tune in to YouTube. There is so much opportunity on YouTube for this younger generation because they're not necessarily watching Netflix. It's old school. They want to watch YouTube. And they look at the YouTube influencers as legitimate celebrities. Those are their generation's celebrities. They're not going to know who Harrison Ford is, but they are going to know who Cockatoo, whatever his name is, with the pink hair on YouTube is.
I would definitely say YouTube is an opportunity for influencers because you can advertise without advertising, right? I think we always go back to the word authenticity, right? All of our kids, all of our family is being influenced by the people who we're watching on this distribution channel of like, right. Oh, okay, that's what they're using to do that, right? There are so many YouTubers out there that... Oh, to find the right one that's going to represent your brand so that it literally makes a splash. And, you know, I think that that's a challenge. I mean, what are your thoughts, Victor?
Well, I think about YouTube from years ago, like when I was in college, what YouTube was then. I was one of those people that wanted to become YouTube famous. I had my YouTube channel. I did a haul video and I think I did an outfit video and then I did a mini vlog series. It will never see the light of day, but it was there for a moment. And I think back to how, you know, YouTube at that time, it was solely a platform where you just go and you watch people post videos and that was it. I think about it now, and to your point about media distribution and everyone kind of wanting to watch YouTube, I think that the platform in and of itself is just turning into, I want to say like the new Hulu or the new Netflix in a certain way.
Oh, 100%.
You have an array of content that's being there, plus live, right? Plus your favorite YouTubers, plus brands, plus TV. Like, everything is on this platform. You don't have to leave it to catch, you know, whatever it is you want to catch. So I think YouTube is doing it right. I think about how other platforms that house videos, like, I don't go to them necessarily for everyday things. Like, if I need a how-to video, I'm going to go to YouTube. If I want to cook something, I'm going to go to YouTube. If I want to, like, search for, you know, a review on something, I go to YouTube because, in my opinion, it's more relatable, it's more authentic, and it's easily consumable and easily digestible content, right? That's quick, simple, there's no fluff, and you can actually see the person, like, engaging with whatever the product or thing might be.
You know what I know, a really funny story that kind of hinges off that is, so my daughter has this pop-up castle, and I, for the life of me, cannot remember how to fold the stupid thing back up. Every time I pop it up, I always have to go to YouTube and I watch the same video every single time because the lady did it perfect, shows me in two steps. It's not a long video. And I have probably watched that lady's video 20 plus times, maybe even 100 times. I don't know how many times I've popped that castle. Just think about the opportunity for whoever this woman is. I have now watched her video so many times, and I guarantee you, I have seen whatever advertisements are attached to her video.
And what I think it would be interesting to even note about that is, you said that you've gone on YouTube to watch this woman, right? And I'm assuming it's, I don't know, a kid brand pop-up whatnot, right? She is potentially the influencer that what her campaign was, show someone how to open, show someone how to close, because you're the face that we want to have do that. Like, that's the opportunity for influencer marketing. And I think that it really ties back to, well, it ties back to a couple of things. How you can incorporate YouTube with influencer marketing, that's a very obvious way, right? Like, make a how-to video, do unboxing, you know, share your brand story and do that through YouTube. But I also think that the opportunity is not just on YouTube. It hinges also on video content in general. And now with the expansion of YouTube into all sorts of different mediums, from how-tos to videos to, like, television, I think that other platforms are opening up to so much more video, so much more. Like, now you have Facebook Live, you have IGTV. Everybody's got a story format of some way, because video is so engaging. Tell me in, you know, a 10-minute video that I am going to watch because it's something that I want to know, or tell me in 30 seconds what I need to know, right?
Like, right. It's across all industries too.
Absolutely. Even as a team, as we're looking at design, right? Like, if we're looking at one image, how do we say all the things that we want to say on this one image that we're going to post out? You're trying to get all the things. Yeah, you're trying to get all the things and be all the things in one 16x20x600 like format page that has all of these restrictions, where video lends to being able to tell your brand story in an authentic way using influencer marketing as well. Not that there's anything wrong with images, but I think it's interesting that, you know, the conversation starts with YouTube, but I almost feel like it's got to be a little bit more about video too.
Right. And video is so engaging too. And I mean, another kind of personal story, like, if I buy, you know, an Urban Decay makeup palette, like the eyeshadow palettes, I don't know if you guys have ever seen those. First thing I do, I want to get some looks, right? You become a longtime, lifetime customer because, oh, now I can learn how to use this product the right way. And that'll make me want to buy more product from this brand because look at all these tools, look at all these different things I can do with this one product that I purchased. So video is so engaging. It is so much easier to watch a quick video than it is to try to read, you know, some kind of instruction manual, right? And it's so much easier to just, we're visual creatures. We want to be able to see it in action, which I think is just super powerful.
I almost feel like we talk about YouTube, you just gave that example, and we mentioned Instagram as well, and we are visual. Like, how do you use them together is more of what I was going to say, right? Like, in your makeup example, it's, I want to get that smoky eye. How do I get that smoky eye? Oh, go to YouTube to find that out. So it's a real interesting how you can use all of these social platforms and the video content in different ways. Like, you can have a story that tells you, or where you're blinking and whatnot, and then it's going to send you to the YouTube video to show you exactly how you get that look.
See, I like that, where you can tie the two together. So if we were talking, you know, Instagram versus YouTube, I think, to your point, Victor, that they do work in tandem. Like, if I was on Instagram, I saw, you know, using the makeup example, I saw an incredible look. I was like, I want to replicate that.
So, and actually this is a perfect segue because I have alerts for certain people that I follow and certain ones of them, I'm like, okay, alert me if they post something, right? Like Mariah Carey is a person where it alert me if she even like opens the app at this point, right? That's how
She wakes up in the morning.
But there are other people where it's like, okay, I only want to tune into your IGTV because your feed, in my opinion, it's a nice feed, but I'm more interested to get your thoughts in this form of content, right? I want to consume your content just watching you and talking to you. I do, to everyone's point, I think that video content is king. I love video content. But I also think that when it comes to your marketing strategy, understanding like, okay, if I'm going to put out video content, what is the most effective means of getting the return that I'm looking for, right? What are your thoughts on brands? Do you think that they should utilize both and just kind of test the waters with both? Do you think that they should try video content on one platform versus the other? Do you think that, you know, when it comes to influencers, like choosing your influencers, would you say that it's better to have them live on one platform and then try something else later? Or maybe if they found tons of success using video content on Instagram, then that's where we're going to have your content.
I say try all the things.
Yeah. I'm of the same sentiment too. I think that you limit yourself when you say, okay, well, this worked on Instagram, especially if you're incorporating influencer marketing into your overall marketing strategy. Every influencer influences their audience, their community in a very different way. And you have to be strategic with what you're having them post out. To me, it's more of like, what is your, and I always go back to this too, what's your overall objective? Yeah. Is it just to share your brand story? Is it to get conversions? And what is a conversion? Is it a sale? Well, if it is a sale, there's a whole customer journey that you have to be able to explain. And that's all in your campaign brief. That's all in the content that you want those influencers to do, right? It's feeding them top of funnel to bottom of funnel through that customer journey. And that can be an image on your feed. It can be a story. It can be a swipe up if you use it in a strategic fashion where it's learn more, watch the whole video here and take them to a page that engages them further. And then like a full unboxing. Let me see the entire loop on YouTube. Yep. You know, I think that you have to be strategic and use the platforms to your advantage.
And yeah, I was going to say, it's also demographic.
Yes.
Right? Like, who is your demographic? I'm not on Instagram a whole lot, but I can be sold to. Like, you know, like it's understanding your market and who you're selling to and which platform they would be on more often or what they're tuning into. And
I think that's really interesting because I think also what, well, I won't say people forget is that, you know, Instagram videos are around forever, but not in the same way that YouTube is. You know, there are YouTube videos that I'll watch for like years, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not scrolling back through someone's feed more than like a week, you know? And it's really interesting how that works. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I think also just to kind of add a step further, Katya, I know we talked about this in our Fireside Chat series, which everyone should sign up for. FYI, plugging that.
Nice plug.
We talked about, you know, your objectives for your brand, right? And what are your goals for your brands? And I really think that it's really important to know, like, what are your objectives? You know, if you're using influencers, like you said, with like products and you're trying to unbox a product or explore a product, having it on Instagram and then having them go to the YouTube channel to like see the full thing is a perfect strategy. And I think a lot of brands in many ways don't really utilize the power that that is because it seems so simple.
The journey.
It's so effective, right? It's so effective. I know there's a influencer that I follow. He is a male fashion influencer and he's partnered with clothing brands, products and things like that, all the way up to like car brands. And it's so interesting because he'll take a photo, just a picture of him in a car, and then in a link to a YouTube page that's him like driving the car and like showing all these things. And, you know, in my mind, I'm like, if I had, you know, an extra $30,000 to spend on a car, I would totally buy this car right now because you sold me on this car. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is the power of that journey.
I think that what you just described is a great example of what your journey would be. But if you took that same car or that same person, right? And, you know, you're trying to get Jen, who has the $30,000 to spare in this scenario, right? Like, how is she going to get to, in this scenario, she has an extra spare 30K where she's like, I need to buy a sports car, but I don't know where to go. You know, I think it's knowing your objective, understanding the power of each of the platforms and understanding the people that you want to be able to reach. And really it's the mix, right? Like that's the recipe. There's never one ingredient that supersedes one. It's the combination of all of them in order to really get your brand story out and have you achieve your objective.
I support that thought.
I support that thought too.
Fantastic.
So to wrap things up, ultimately, like we said, which I think this is great, is I think, Katya, you kind of like hit the nail on the head with everything.
Well, thank you.
Of course. Try both platforms. Jen, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't really understand their demographic. They're just like, I want to go out and try something without knowing. Where do you know, our audiences live? What do they do? What do they like? What don't they like? How do they consume? All of that good stuff. And then ultimately, you know, understanding the journey from that point and delving into that and just seeing like, what is the path of least resistance? So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Check back next week for more as we continue to delve into the world of influencer marketing. Also hit up our website, www.brin.co. Sign up for our Fireside Chat series where we are delving into getting your influencer marketing program started, taking it from zero to 100 with our lovely Katya and Ethan Frame. Stay tuned for more.